Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Peterson, and she's the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. And things are still happening with the Atlantic Public Library, Sue, so let's start out with some things for summer.
Well, summer reading is going to happen. It's just going to look a little different this year. Based on the guidelines that the state has given us and the Department of Public Health, we will not be doing any in-person programs this year. However, we are busy putting together packets of things that you can grab and go and take home. We're going to be doing online Zoom programs, and we're still going to be doing the reading logs.
All right. Is there any contest involved? A lot of times you've had a contest.
So we are still doing prizes. However, that's going to look a little different as well. We are asking everybody to just keep a hold of everything and turn in all their prize tickets and their reading logs the week of July 13th. And then we'll do all the prizes at one time.
Okay, well, things have to change. And sometimes we learn better ways to do things. And sometimes it's a really big challenge. But I think people are finding out that we can do things on Zoom, can do things online that we never thought we'd do.
Yes, it's become a little bit of the digital age these last few months, and we're busy trying to adapt things and make sure that we cover everybody, because we do know that not everybody has internet access. So we want to make sure that there's at least some type of summer programs available. Something new that we're doing this summer is going to be a family summer challenge booklet. It's going to be like a coupon book, and it's just full of all sorts of different things and activities that you can do as a family. Since we don't get the social interaction right now that we normally have.
Well, families may be looking for things to do. This has been a long stretch of having children home than when they weren't expected to be home. So I don't know, have you had any parents, anybody saying, oh, thank you?
Yes, we've gotten a good response from the fact that we are trying to still provide something. Keeping these kids busy during these summer months, especially since Little League baseball and softball have been canceled and the pool now is not going to be open, we want to make sure that we're providing at least some type of activities for the kids to do to keep them busy.
Very good. Now, hopefully most people know that there's been some major remodeling going on. The library has been closed for that reason, not just for the pandemic. And let's talk a little bit about that progress and where you're at and open house and all those kind of things that go with remodeling.
Certainly. Well, we have everything set up and in place, and we've gotten a lot of good positive feedback. We had a few kids come in with their masks and their mom last week, and they just loved it, which is great to hear. That's the reaction that we wanted from this remodel. And so we are still hoping to have an open house. Again, it's going to look a little bit different. Our plan is to hopefully maybe at the end of summer or in the middle of summer to have like an extended open house where people can drop in throughout a week instead of just a couple hour time frame. We will be advertising that information through the radio, the newspaper, our Facebook page, and our webpage, as well as our regular newsletter. So just pay attention to any one of those things, and we will provide that information when we have it set up.
And the library is open at some times. Folks can come in.
Correct. Right now we're open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, our regular hours, and then we do grab and go appointment pickups on Thursday. And we will be offering that as well for parents to be able to pick up the craft activities if they want a no contact option. We also are going to be doing a summer email that's going to provide links and PDFs for people if they want to print the documents off at home. If you want a grab and go appointment, all you have to do is call us. You can reserve your books online or give us a list and we'll do that. But we are trying to be as open as much as possible for our patrons.
I think it's maybe been a bit of a surprise that, you know, you're thinking some places when you open the doors, there's this big crowd. Have you ever had a time that you know of when you've had to tell somebody you can't come in because there's too many people here?
No, fortunately, we have not had that issue. People are coming in, grabbing what they need, and leaving right away, which is wonderful. We're proud of our community for being responsible in everything in regards to the amount of time that they're spending with us, because we are something that they need in the community, but we're not being inundated by people.
That's good. It's kind of choose your times. And, you know, I always, when I drive by or think, like when I came to visit with you, you look at the parking lot and you can sort of tell, you know, if there's not very many cars, it's probably just fine to come in because there's going to be plenty of space for you. So, Sue, what kind of a challenge has this been for you? And I should mention we're visiting with Sue Peterson at the Atlantic Public Library. I'm sure you came with some digital skills, but have you had to do some new things, practice some new skills?
A little bit, yes. I've taken Zoom meetings, but I've never been on the side of having to set them up. So that's a new skill that I'm learning. It's been an interesting process trying to find digital resources as well that we've been able to share on our Facebook page. One of the things that's become really popular are digital escape rooms as opposed to the in-person ones. So we've shared a few of those on our Facebook page as well. And just transitioning from an in-person escape room to a digital one takes a little bit more thought and process.
You know, there's some of us going, what is that all about? Can you explain that a little bit?
So an escape room is basically a set of clues and challenges that a group has to complete to be able to escape from the room, find the necessary key. So we're taking it to a digital process where you're given the questions, you have to solve the problem, input the answer. If it's not the right answer, it takes you back to the question. If it's the right answer, it takes you forward. So setting that all up takes a little bit more time and thought than setting up an actual escape room in person.
Well, if you ever wanted to be a detective, kind of do your own detective show, well, this would be a way to do that.
Most definitely. You can do it as like a murder mystery. Some of them were like Harry Potter themed, and there's just been all sorts of different ones, and people have really, other libraries have created some and been willing to share with us as well. So that's nice that the libraries are reaching out, sharing ideas and thoughts, and the State Library has been very helpful in helping us along this way as well.
Well, one real positive thing is that libraries had already done a lot of changing. It used to be, you know, you had to walk in, you had to check out the book, you took the book home, you brought it back. Now there are so many ways to access a library.
That's true. We do have digital resources as well. We have our Bridges or Libby through OverDrive, and then we also have Hoopla, which is a digital platform. So yes, you can get your books in more ways than just a paper form.
And magazines too.
That's correct. We do have magazines online, and one of the nice features, we have a program called Flipster, is you can actually go and print off like recipes from a cooking magazine or an article that interests you. So that's a nice feature as well, to be able to download and print that recipe off so you don't have to write it all out.
So if you haven't been to a library lately, well, maybe a little more difficult to come in, but you could still do that or go online. What are the ways that people can contact you online?
Online is at our Gmail account, atlanticpubliclibrary@gmail.com. They can also send us a Facebook message, and I think that's about it, yeah.
Facebook and web, it's there. And then get on the newsletter. You send out a little newsletter keeping things up to date every month, I believe.
That's correct. We do a monthly newsletter, so there will be a newsletter coming out June 1st. And then, like I said before, that we are going to be doing a special weekly summer newsletter. So if you would like to receive that, give us a call at 243-5466. Or email us at that Gmail account. And again, that's atlanticpubliclibrary@gmail.com.
So you can come and visit the library, or you can go online. You can, lots of ways. Just remember that we have this great library with great resources. We want to thank you very much, Sue Peterson, who is the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. And here's the thought. Poor libraries build collections. Good libraries build services. Great libraries build communities.